We now approach the end of our first arc, and as we look back upon our adventures we've had so far, they all seem pretty shitty. It's time for Critical Failure.
As you guys are going through this city and you're getting towards the bottom, you see the poop stream all kind of leads into this giant kind of like, you know, pool at the very bottom of it. And you see this like really crude filtration system where they're trying to like turn it into normal water, but it's not really working. Like it's like still kind of, they're getting into the point where it like kind of looks like rusty water or like light beer, but it's definitely still poop in it. And you see, like, kobold, like, families. Like, you see, like, a whole bunch of them just, like, doing normal people stuff. But they're living in poop water. So that's no good. And other than the few people walking around in the street, the only real lights you see on down here are coming from what looks like it used to be a bank. And you hear a lot of talking on the inside. So what do you guys want to do? Want to investigate the poop water? Do you want to talk to people? Do you want to go to the bank? What do you want to do?
Let's go to the bank and save the people who are getting robbed. I'm assuming.
I'd like to make
because
a deposit.
Because it's a bank. Like every other bank.
I'd like to deposit me gold.
All right. Fantastic. So and then you guys head over to the bank and you see that it's empty, but you do see that it definitely was a bank. And you see that the vault door is open, and then you hear the voice of that large kobold that was making that speech earlier. So I need you guys to go ahead and make a stealth check to see if you're making any noise or if you guys are able to kind of sneak by and get a little closer.
7-13. I rolled a 14.
Okay,
13, 14, what?
15.
An 8. Okay. All right, so you guys successfully sneak on up a little bit closer to him. Just because he's busy talking, that wouldn't have passed when you were on your way down here, but he's distracted. And he's going on and on about the struggles of the kobold. They don't understand. This isn't fair. We want to not be in the poopy water no more. So he just kind of...
I mean, he sounds like Adam Sandler and everybody else, right?
We no longer want to be just discriminated against. I mean, maybe we killed a couple of those villagers, but they wouldn't want us upstairs. It's not very nice. So we won't be very nice. After tonight, they'll see and they'll pay for being mean to kobolds. So he's just kind of pacing back and forth, and you see that there's a... some kind of like device in his hand, and he's just kind of like gripping it like really like intently while pacing back and forth and talking to himself. You also see that there are some other shadows in the room with him. So if you want to go ahead and roll for investigation, I can tell you if you can tell what's in there with him.
Is he in the bank or is he in the vault?
He's in the vault.
Oh, all right. So what am I rolling?
I rolled
investigation?
An 8 for investigation. Oh, I rolled a 6 for investigation.
What is it? Investigation?
Yeah.
10.
Okay.
Natural 20 plus 2,
22. All right. And then, Joe, what'd you got?
Oh, it is 17.
Okay, cool. So Joe and Zach, you guys can you guys peek around the corner nice and sneakily and intently, and you can see there's one of those giant kimono dragons in there and two of the bigger robots in there with him.
Kimono dragons? They're wearing kimonos?
It is a giant kimono dragon wearing a giant kimono. And she looks lovely.
Which way does the door swing?
On a dog set.
The door swings in.
So no chance we could just shut it?
No. I actually had that same thought. So no, it does not swing that way.
What if I had a rope?
I mean, you have a rope, but I don't know if you're able to get around and close it.
I shove Juan Sanchez in.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, my God! All right, and Juan's going to go ahead and make a acrobatics check, and it is actually a 20 after modifier. So he actually, you push him, and he does this cool, like, wall kick and does a flip and goes behind you and goes, could you please stop doing that all the time? It's not, I really want to make friends, and I'm trying to be nice, and you guys are just being really mean to me. What was that? The kobold heard one. I need you guys to make another stealth check real quick.
Way to go, Juan.
Great. God bless you. 13.
That was a cough. Okay. 20.
All right.
Yeah, I got a natural 20.
Stealth, right?
6.
Did you roll a 1 stack?
I rolled a 2.
Okay. So,
Zach's
they...
dying.
No, not necessarily.
Don't get munched up.
He comes...
Kit Kat.
What are you doing here?
Hey there, my name's Chuck Finley. I'm looking to, I heard you guys had a sewage problem. I'm here to clean it up. I'm with Kobold Waste Disposal.
Don't you taunt me, Elf. You come from the stairs. You're trying to ruin me.
No, you got it all wrong, buddy. My name's Chuck. I'm here to help you out, clean up all the crap out there.
Why should I believe you?
Because I'm not full of shit like your sound.
I don't like you very much, Chuck.
But you're so damn handsome. I mean, don't you want to clean this place up?
Oh, that's very nice of you.
You also got a lovely singing voice, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you very much. What? But why you disrespect the kobold?
How did I disrespect you? I'm here to clean up your town.
How would you do it? Our filtration system has not worked for eons.
And I'm the guy to fix it.
Eons to a kobo is not very long. We only live for about 30 years.
Thanks for that. I needed that.
You're welcome, Fierce Traveler. Or disembodied voice of Traveler. Zach, I need you to go and try to persuade this gentleman not to light your face on fire.
All right. Well, I rolled a 5, but I got plus 7. So.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and see if that works.
12.
I rolled a 2, so that does work. Okay, so you can continue this conversation. So you guys are talking about, all right, Mr. Poop Inspector Cleaner-Upper Man. How do you propose that we fix our problem? Our greatest scientists have not figured it out in generations.
Well, your generations are pretty short. I've been working on this problem for a while now. So what we gotta do is we gotta divert the problem. Do you understand?
Divert? Okay, I divert. So we divert the people out of town and weed within town instead.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna build a giant blade. And it's gonna spin. And it's gonna cause some wind power. And it's gonna push the stuff away. And hopefully that stuff that you don't want does not hit that fan.
Okay, the fan, the poopy, the shit don't hit the fan, I understand. Okay, I feel like we're playing snake oil right now. Go on, Mr. Salesperson.
So once we get the poop out of the area, it's gonna clean it right up, and we got some special crew. I'm gonna get my guys down here. We're gonna scrub everything down. This place will be look cleaner than a kobold's baby's bottom.
I mean, our bottoms are not very clean. The tail gets in the way of the poop. But I understand what you're trying to say. So how do you... Okay, so we need the supplies. The only people that have the supplies are on the surface. So we need to go up there and kill them all and take the supplies.
You don't need to kill them. They sent me down here in good intentions to come down here and help you out.
West, I knew that Juan Sanchez wanted to kill us all. Why would they help us?
That dipshit was fired long time ago. He's got nothing to do with this. We can't stand him. We just put him in a cannon and shot him right out of town.
Well, that's fucking rude. You didn't shoot me anywhere, goddamn. I mean, never mind.
Somebody shut that idiot up.
Juan rolls an 18 for a stealth check. He's fine. He's muttering, and the kobold doesn't hear. Okay, all right, so the kobold seems like into whatever it is that you're selling him, which is odd. So the... How about you
come on down with me? We'll take a walk, and we'll look at everything, and just don't turn around.
Why? What do you mean, Tona? Wow. Like to walk in.
We always got to be moving forward. That's my motto, Mr. Cobalt. So what's your name, by the way?
My name?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. My name is George.
Well, George, you seem like a smart guy.
I mean, I was top of my class at sorcerer school.
Maybe get that tattooed on the back of your neck so no one knows, no one mistakes you. Come on with me. We'll go take a look.
Okay. All right. Where are you taking George, Zach?
Away from the others.
Okay. So back through the bank or deeper into the vault?
Back through the bank, I guess.
Okay, back to the bank. So you guys, George and the two robot guardian guys, follow. The kimono dragon still stays there because she's looking fly as hell in her brand new kimono. So while they're walking through, what do the rest of you guys want to do? Anything, or are you just gonna let Zach play this out?
I'm gonna see where this goes.
Shit.
Okay. All right.
Can we investigate?
I'm like waving at them to go look around.
Sweet money
behind my back.
In this bank? Are we still in the bank?
Can we leave? Can we leave, Steeljaw, right? Because he's the smartest character namer ever. Very easy. Can we leave him with that and investigate the filtration system outside?
Well, no, so they're going back. They're going through the
bank.
They're going to that. So the only thing you could do is investigate the rest of the bank, or you can investigate the vault, but the Komodo, whatever, dragon is still in there.
In the vault, right? I'll investigate the bank.
Okay, all right, so you got...
Okay? I don't like how you said okay.
Well, I didn't expect Zach to talk to this guy the way that he did, because his charisma is good, but then I rolled a 2, so it ruined it. but that's fine. Yeah, if you guys want to go ahead and roll investigation for the bank and see what you got, that'd be great.
15.
Okay.
20.
All right, and Joe?
Oh, shoot.
Joe?
19.
All right, cool. So, Devin and Joe, you guys each actually find 50 gold pieces.
Hey!
And Dale, you find the plans for what looks like is a bomb.
Oh!
And if the plans are correct, it looks like they're wired all over the top of the caves and all the different spots where the kobolds have been coming out into town. And... that's that. So the kobolds plan on, at least from what it looks like, the kobolds plan on blowing up the town to clear out all the people so they can go up there instead. And it says master plan written on the top of the blueprints, but it's written like a stereotypically a 4-year-old would do it with a crayon, where half the letters are backwards or numbers or something. And it just says master plan, and there's a little winky face at the bottom of it, and it says George.
Oh, George.
So that's the kobold's plan, and that's what the speech was about. So that's that. You would have known that if you had known that, but you know now. So how do you guys want to proceed? Do you want to cut back to Zach and see how the filtration negotiations are going? Do you want to go into the vault and see if you can find anything in there, or do you want to go out there and intercept the bad guys?
I'd like to see how the filtration negotiation is going.
Cool. All right. Works for me. So anyways, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley. I like a name. That's a really weird name for an elf.
I'm named after my father.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that doesn't change it. You're an elf, but that's fine. Anyway. Oh, I know, you're a half-elf. You're half
elf. That's fine. Oh, you had a human min daddy. That's okay. Okie dokie. So, so we want to put a blade here so the shit don't hit the fan. So, does the blade go here or does it go upstairs?
Well, what you gotta do first, George? May I call you George?
Of course.
What you gotta do first, George, is diversify your workforce. You gotta split the difference, you see? You gotta get them going on one side and get them going on the other. And then once you get that done, we're golden.
But they go on one what? You are waking up. My heels were blocked.
One side of the river has got the other one workforce. One side of the river's got the other. One person's working on the fan. One person's working on moving the flow away from that fan. And then once the fan gets going, it's going to push the flow that way, and, you know, you're golden.
So we are going to move the poop.
You got it.
I mean, we wanted to blow up the town and kill all the people.
Why would you do that, George? Why?
Because they are not nice. They think we're monsters. They want the dragonborn sleep
upstairs. They don't think you're monsters.
Then why do we not get to live there?
Because you gotta learn how to wipe your own ass.
I mean, we can as adults. It's just the babies can't. And then, I don't want to talk about poop anymore.
Well, not for nothing, George, but it's kind of around you all the time. I mean, you gotta look at it that way. I mean, you're up to your necks and shit.
I see it in my fingers. I feel it on my toes.
What is that?
At this point, I'm...
Poop is all around me.
How about we go back over to that vault there? What were you doing in there? Let me look at your plan. See if your plan's better than mine.
My plan? Are you sure you want to see my plan, Mr. Sopinwee?
Not the way you're saying it now.
I can show you my plan and see if it's better than your plan. Boy.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Okay, cool. Let's go look at my plan. So he's very excited. So he's going back towards the bank, and you guys are still walking around the bank, so I need all y'all to make a stealth check real quick so you see if you can hide.
Fifteen.
Okay. All right, and Joe?
Oh, we lost Joe.
Hold on. 13.
Okay, so yeah, you guys all successfully hide, and they're going back into the bank again. So you see, Chucky Boy, my plan was... Wait. Where did my plans go?
I don't know. Did you check your pocket?
I don't have pockets.
Are we in the bank or are we in the vault?
We are in the bank because that's where the
I was asking the DM, not you, George. Sorry.
Oh, so you guys are back in the bank. sorry. You guys are in the bank. Dale found the plans, and
who says she took them?
Huh?
Did you take them, Dale?
Yeah, I have them in my possession, I believe.
Crap.
That's what I was led to believe.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm asking the DM.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you trying to do something sneaky now, Dale?
What?
No. All right, so basically the plans are gone. Where did the plans go? I could have sworn I put them over here.
Ask your kimono over there.
Oh, yeah. Kimono. I see. He's a kimono dragon named Kimono. I think it's really funny. Kimono, baby. You know where Daddy's plans went.
I do not understand where the plans went.
One of the robots kind of is, the robots are starting to chime in now. They've been walking with you this whole time.
I don't know.
and one little alarm pops out at its nose. So it's like he's got a little red nose now. And it's not making any noise, but it's very adorable. And it's just kind of happening. Where are my plans? Did you take my plans, Chuck Finley?
No, I've been with you the whole time.
You here to ruin my plans?
No, I've been with you the whole time, George, and I was asking you to show me your plans. Why would I take them?
How did you get down here, all the way down here, without talking to any other kobold or wobos?
I walked.
Oh, okay. That's quite the workout. That's really crazy. Okay. Oh, fair enough. I'm glad you're very fit.
I got my steps in.
Yeah, okay, of course. We got to keep in shape.
Hatched a lot of Pokemon eggs. Anyway.
Rascally Rabbit.
I don't know what that is. Do you guys want to do anything, or are you still just letting this play out?
I'm going to let you keep spinning your wheels until something happens, Shawnee.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
All right, cool. So, all right. So, Chucky, will you help me find my plans?
Sure.
Chucky.
I'd love help in finding those plans. If anyone wants to help, that would be great.
Why'd you say it like that?
I got a tick. It's don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well, we all have our ticks. Sometimes.
Hold on.
What?
Can I come back to real world?
Yeah, of course.
For a second.
Yeah.
Why would we help you find? I have the plans, right?
No, he's asking for help before he did. Like, this guy finds out he's fucking with him.
I know. But, like, we have the plans. We could just run away and, like,
leave me to die. Thanks.
That's your skill job, but you know.
You still don't know how. So he still has. Or you.
He has a detonator in his hand. We've been led to believe.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's
that. So.
So one of us should be like, "Hey, I could throw my snare down and catch him and make him drop the detonator."
Or you could just show up and say, "Chuck Finley, hey, how you doing, Luigi Mario? There are those plans you were looking for. They got stuck on the bottom of my boot when I was making a preliminary check after you guys walked out to the filtration unit there."
I mean, is that what you do?
Yeah, that happened. What the hell? I took the plans from Craig because she's a rockhead, and I come out as Luigi Mario. Hey, this job done here. If we don't start soon, it's gonna hit the fan that we have yet to construct. Chuck Finley, Luge Ma here. Here are those plans you guys were looking for.
George, this is Luge Ma. He's my main guy. He's my number one guy.
Where did you come from?
I told you, my guys are down here. My crew is down here. We're looking to fix your poopy problem.
I don't know if I like this guy. He's got a look on him.
He's got one of those faces you just want to punch, but you don't. You don't, George. You don't.
I mean, I'm not good at punching. I'm good at doing other stuff.
What other stuff are you good at, George? Tell me about that. Tell me your fears.
My fears are dying alone and being infested with poop water.
You know, most people don't live half of their fears within their own lifetime, George. I mean,
in the 40 years of Cobo lives, you see a lot of fears, especially if you live in poop. Ansel, why don't you go ahead and make a some kind of persuasion check to see if this is going to fly.
Oh, it's fucking not. Maybe, I don't know. How smart is this guy? Because I rolled a 2 plus 3, so that's 5.
That's not going to fucking cut it.
Now, can I help him, though?
I rolled a 9, which isn't great. So I was like, you know what, Mr. Ouija Mario? I don't know if I trust you. I saw Mr. Chucky Finley here, and he was here the whole time. You just you couldn't have walked by us.
But George, I told you, my guys are surveying the area. We're getting things going for you.
But how did he get by us, Chuck?
Yeah, you and I were just looking around. He must have walked by, but he was surveying the area. Come on, man.
Well, that's not very good. You're his boss. He should check in with you when you're talking
to
him.
But I told him to check the area, George. You understand me? Like, I'm telling you the truth. I told him to check the area while I went and talked to you. Because everybody...
Delegating.
That's what you do. Good bosses delegate.
All right, Zach, you need to do a new persuasion.
Shit's about to hit the fan. I feel like I got to come in with my snare.
I got 14 plus 7.
That's 21. Can drink.
He rolled a natural 20, but I guess that doesn't matter in this. So it's 20 plus 2, so it's a 22. So that's gonna not fly. He's getting a little. He's not full on angry now, but he's like, all right. So this, I don't like this anymore. I think that maybe the two of you should go. But first, I need to give you a wizard present. And he turns around
And you don't know what he's doing. So, and then he turns back around and he's actually holding a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, that's very, that's like your favorite thing in the world there, Chuck Finley. Why, before we go, we should embrace in the handshake of, you know, the guys who clean up these particular types of problems. It's a unilateral.
Actually, before we go, I think we should probably share a drink here, shouldn't we?
We'll share the drink afterwards. First, we engage in the three-way handshake where we each take one another's hands. And maybe I lift what this gentleman is holding. I shouldn't have said that part out loud.
I don't want to touch your hand. And I don't want to touch your hand, Mr. Luigi Mario. I don't know if you're clean. I'm certainly not. I don't want any part of this.
All right,
George, I got an idea. You want to share your drink
with... stare.
Hang on. Wait. Don't do that. George, you are being very kind by sharing your drink with me. I want to share something with you. Let's have a drink together. You drink from my glass, I drink from yours.
Oh, that seems awfully nice.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hold on. Roll one more persuasion on that.
17 plus 7.
Well, that's certainly going to do it. Okay. I like that idea, Chucky Finn.
I hand him the potion of mind control.
Oh, this little guy. He's very cute. And I'm going to go ahead and roll a spell save 15. I think it was wisdom modifier. I got to double check.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. So I roll a 17 minus 1 is 16. So he drinks it, and nothing happens.
All right, oh, wait. It says here, when you drink the potion of mind control, you can cast a dominate spell.
Oh, we misunderstood what that is. So do you... Huh. So now he has dominate person. Nothing happens. I guess he can cast dominate person now. Because we done fucked that up.
Good job.
Well, that's what Sean told me it did.
No,
yeah, to be fair, like, Zach should have drank that potion. If he had known, he would have.
You're right.
Is ignorance of the rules culpability of said ignorance?
You know what, Devin? That's a good point. Regardless, if he had drank it and then cast Dominate Person on me, he still would have resisted it.
Well, you know, these kobolds, they're quite powerful. Well, I like this.
Okay, well, I just hand him one of my whiskeys.
I throw my snare, and I catch him in a trap, and he falls, and we catch the detonator, and we win the world.
Wait, what snare? What are you talking about?
You said she had a snare.
I think he meant a drum, because she's a musician now.
I have the spell snare, which is you basically, I throw a rope, and it becomes a magic trap within a 5-foot radius. And then if it gets triggered, the creature on the ground goes up into the air, suspended 3 feet above the ground until the spell ends. And you have to throw a dexterity throws in order to save yourself.
Holy shit, for 8 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast my snare and catch this guy. And all right. Someone with a high sleight of hand, when he goes up in the air... catch the freaking detonator.
Right. First things first, let me do a dexterity saving throw. Hold on. That's a 3 plus 2 is 5. That does not save. So, goddamn. Okay.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm in the room now with my drink.
Well, I figured. Wait, hold on. So as you cast a spell, you use a rope to create a circle 5-foot radius on the ground floor. When you finish casting, the rope disappears, circle magic trap. Grab is nearly invisible, requiring successful trigger a small medium large creatures move onto the ground of the floor from the creature's radius, that creature must see. Okay, so whatever. Even though it's supposed to walk over it, we'll still pretend like you fucking like last sort of truth the shit out of my leg or something.
Yeah.
accuracy.
Whoa, what the hell? So I'm up in the air.
Oh, Joyce, that's just another one of my guys.
What the hell? What? But just so you guys know, I'm going to go ahead and do an acrobatics check because I have wings.
You have rope on you. It took your wings away.
What does it do? Does it tie around my feet or does it?
It just you're stuck in the air until your dexterity takes, allows you to come down.
Hey guys, this is Sean, your DM. Thank you so much for listening to our fourth and final episode of the arc that I am going to be calling Cobalicious. It's been our tutorial arc here for Critical Failure, and I'm pretty proud of what we've done, given that we all know very little to nothing about Dungeons & Dragons. The way this show kind of came about is we are doing another show called Bored with Friends, B-O-R-E-D, with friends, and we all kind of like a monthly book club pick something that the other folks have to try, and I wanted to do Dungeons & Dragons. We had fun with it on our first session, and we decided to make it a show. So if you have any feedback for the show, as long as it's constructive, feel free to tweet at me, at Uncommon Soap, or at Crit Failure Cast. If you want to be part of the show, be an NPC, a guest, something like that, also feel free to come at us with that. But yeah, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time for the main campaign. All right, later.
Okay, so I'm up in the air. So
we
so
can attack him.
No. You're right. So I'm up in the air now, and I can't move. But I am gonna go ahead and make a save to see if I drop, if I drop the detonator or not. Because I don't just automatically drop it.
So it is a detonator.
Yeah, I know.
Or unless you guys want to, unless Zach wants to sleight of hand me, and then we can contest that. If you'd rather.
Well, did you drop it?
No. I'm saying that probably makes more sense. I go up in the air, and then you're trying to take it from me.
Yeah, remember when Dale was like, "You sleight of hand."
I thought she meant to catch it.
No, it'd be
either way.
Okay, I got sleight of hand.
All right, yeah. Go ahead and roll that for me.
All that beautiful beam.
Yeah, I'm not getting it. I rolled a 2.
That'd be a perception check. Who knows?
Plus 4.
No, I rolled an 18. I rolled an 18 plus. I think 1.
What's
so,
your
no.
modifier on your sleight of hand?
4. So I got a 6.
And I rolled an 18. So he's up in the air.
Just trying to help you down, George. Give me a hand.
What is all of this? So at this point, Joe and Dale, you guys can still technically take attack opportunities on the two robots and George.
Oh yeah.
Or we could just roll initiative and get into combat.
Hmm. I think you should take attack opportunities.
Yeah. Can we still keep trying to take the detonator from him? Like, who has the highest sleight of hand right now?
Probably
our rogue, who just failed.
Yeah, but he can try again.
I mean, you're probably not going to get it away from him now that you're in combat.
Yeah, okay.
If somebody had a cool magical axe to cut his hand off, maybe.
A cool
axe. I don't get to do that until combat.
Okay, so let's initiative.
Well, I was saying you two can still attack before you initiative.
Get to
He hasn't seen you yet. As far as
oh!
as far as he knows, he like had like a tweak out with his wings and he's up in the air.
Oh, okay. I'll attack one of the things.
Okay. I'll attack a thing.
Oh, Joe, you're still here?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Joe hasn't been part of the action. He's fallen asleep in his bed.
Speaking of which, what if I just cast sleep on the whole lot?
You can try. Do you have sleep?
Do you have sleep?
I do have sleep.
Who needs sleep?
Wait, do you have sleep equipped?
You're never going to get it.
Yeah.
Who needs sleep?
Oh, you
do. Tell me what's that for.
Cast sleep, and then Joe, you and I can
well,
go
you're never
in
gonna
and
get it. No,
well, I can cast sleep, and then I can just get everybody.
This
we can all just get out of here.
Yeah. This spell sends creatures into a magical slumber. Roll 5d8, the total number of how many hit points the spell can affect. So go ahead and roll 5d8 if you want to cast sleep. Go for it.
I'm gonna
do it. Smart.
Do it.
Hold on. Where's my d8? All right, got it. So. 5, 8, 8, 3, 1.
25.
It's 25?
Yes.
So, I hate to say it, buddy. Nobody falls asleep.
What?
That's but cool. Now we know that they have more than 25 HP.
Yeah, yeah. So that was actually a really cool plan. I was hoping that was going to work, to be completely honest with you, because that would have been kick-ass. All right, so Dale, do you want to take any kind of opportunity attack on them before we roll?
Oh, can I use Earth Tremor? Will that do anything?
That depends. Is it going to hit somebody who's in the air?
It's not going to hit someone in the air, but I think it can hit the other guys.
The other two robots?
Robados?
Yeah. On a failed save, Kuchi takes 1d6 bludgeoning damage and is knocked prone.
Okay. So basically that kind of wastes one turn for them if you knock them down.
Yeah.
So, I have to get back up. That's my action.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you're going to go ahead and use that.
I got two.
And one. And so actually neither of them save. So neither of the robots save on that. So okay. they're both knocked prone.
Okay.
So, and they take, they each take 1d6 bludgeoning damage. So go ahead. Yep.
You said, you're about to tell me to roll a d6. Got you. I'm about to do that.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
How many do I roll? I just roll it once, right? Or am I doing it for each one?
No, just one regular S dice.
Three. Right. Yeah, there's no modifier on that or anything, right?
Regular ass die.
All right, perfect. So, all right, let's get into initiative. You guys all roll your d20s, and we'll go from there.
18.
16.
7.
14.
Oh, and I get one to my initiative. I'm a dummy.
Yeah.
Kindness.
All right, cool. So first up in the order is going to be Georgie. So, George, I'm very disappointed in you, Chucky Finwee.
That's what my mom said.
I will never forgive you. George is actually going to attack Uzak, and he is going to cast a firebolt of his own. So he's going to go ahead, and he is going to bring. Oh, I got to roll initiative for Juan, because you're going to need him. Okay, cool.
Fuck Juan. That guy's a dickhead.
Well, you're going to need him, so. All right, cool. So I rolled a 9.
He's our guide.
My AC is 13.
All right, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and roll a d10, and you're going to take 8 damage.
Okay, I'm down to 1.
Fantastic. So he goes firebolt the crap out of you. How does that feel, Chuck?
Not great.
I thought so. I told you I could do a special thing with my hands.
Uncomfortable.
All right, it's your turn, Devin.
So I have this sweet battle axe, and I'm going to activate it, and I'm going to attack Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie.
All right, cool. So this is the first time that you've raged. What happens when you're enraged?
When I'm enraged?
Yes.
Oh, well, Toto definitely starts playing on the radio.
Okay, all right. Fantastic.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. You hear only whispers of the pain that comes for you from my blade.
Can I let Devin know what raging does? So,
there's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do! What does rage do?
One episode. It's going to be like 3 at this point.
Man,
you
blew out the recording. Thanks, Devin.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah, that did stuff. So Devin, what you get to do when you're raging, number one, you have resistance to physical damage. So that means for normal hits, you take half damage.
Can I have
you
that?
Also? No, you're not a barbarian. You also get to add your all your weapon attacks use strength, so you get to add your barbarian level as damage to it. So instead of your attack being +5, they're +6. All right, cool. So who do you want to attack now that you're all
putting pop?
All right, cool. So go ahead and
make them cry.
Kiss the girls and make them cry.
Go ahead and roll for hit against George.
I already got a 16 plus whatever my modifiers are. So I 16 think...
plus 5? Yeah, so yeah. you definitely smacking George. So go ahead and roll a D10 and then add 6 to it.
8.
So is it 8 total or 8 plus 6?
It's 2 plus 6, which is 8. All right,
cool. So he takes 8 damage, so that's a pretty good hit. He did not like that very much. He's not enjoying this currently. And then you also get 20% of that back as health. So we'll just round it up to 2. So you have 2 of it as an overshield, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
All right, cool beans. And that's it. It's Juan's turn now. So Juan is in the fray. Don't worry, guys. Good old Juan Sanchez is here to make sure everything's going to be okay.
Great, we're going to die.
Well, that's not very nice. I'm just trying really hard to impress you guys. You know, I thought
He's
we were...
He's our guide!
Jay.
He's gonna whip out a key blast and he's gonna shoot it also at he's actually shooting at one of the armors. He's not gonna shoot it at George. And he's gonna get a natural 20. Oh my goodness. Okay, cool. So we also did crits wrong. It's not double damage, it's rolling twice. So let's go ahead and roll. So I get to roll 2 key blasts. So the first one is a 3. And I add my dexterity modifier to that, which is 5. So 8 and 9. So I blast this thing for 17 damage to one of the armors, and it is not looking so hot. It is down past half health. It would be bloodied if it had blood. Alarms pop out of both of his kneecaps and both of its eyes. So he's just got some alarms going off right now. Danger, 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 danger. And Joe, it's your turn.
Yes. Where am I in relation to everything in this situation right now? And so, the enemies?
Yeah, so the two armors are kind of more close to you. So you and Dale are basically like hiding behind like the teller desk.
Okay.
Currently. So right in front of you are the two robots. Okay. And then in front of them are Zach and Devin. And then floating in the air just above them is George. And then Juan is in front of the desk, but like off to the side, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to. I'm sorry, I missed it. What are the damage levels of the enemies?
So George is he's still good, but he's you know, he's got a good chunk out of him. One of the robots is starting to kind of fall apart, so it's not looking so hot, and then the other robot's totally fine.
All right, I will attack fall aparty robot with the fire bolts.
All right, go ahead and roll that D20, see if you can set him on fire.
Yeah. It's 15.
That is plus 4, so that's going to hit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah, plus 4, I forgot about that. And then I think it's, what is my, which one do I roll on this one? Is it D?
It's a D10.
10, all
right.
Yep. There it is. Okay, that's a 7.
A 7? All right, cool. So he is not looking so hot, so he's down into single digits right now. So... that's happening, but it's actually his turn. So he is going to turn to Juan. I do not like getting hit by you. And he's going to go ahead and he is actually going to attack twice because I didn't take advantage of that against you guys because reasons. And he's going to go ahead and slam Juan down. And the first one.
These are the robots?
Yep.
Aren't they prone?
Oh, you're right. They're both prone. So they both stand up.
Oh, yep.
They both stand up and dust themselves off. So that is their turns. So, Dale, it's your turn.
You said one of the robots is, like, pretty much almost dead, right?
Yeah, one of them's not doing so good.
All right. So I will use my ice knife, pierce him, and then try and do cold damage on the other one.
Okay.
So...
does the ice knife break off into more than one?
What? It explodes. So the shard explodes, and then the target and each creature within 5 feet of it must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 2d6 cold damage.
Okay, I think that technically means you guys, but we'll worry about that in a second.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense because there's that ore thing.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I'm still going to do it.
Yeah.
So the d20, then the d10. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And it's plus 4. Shit. So 7 on the d20.
That's not going to do it.
No.
So you go ahead and you shoot this thing, and it goes out of the bank, and you hear, "How that hurt!" Like you just hit a random kobold, like the random guy that got hit outside the bar. So now, Zach, it is your turn.
All right, so I'm in the middle of all this nonsense.
You are, yes.
Can I crawl away without being opportunity attacked or anything?
I'll say yes, because you're not, like, right up on the robots, and George is in the air, and he's got better things to worry about.
Well, I figure if I could get some distance, and then I would like to eat that cake pie that I saved from earlier.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't even think about having that be in battle, but go for it.
Well, because that'll restore my health, right?
Yeah, so you just back it full.
Okay. Is that my turn, or can I attack?
That would be your turn, because a potion would normally be an action.
Yeah, I don't want to die, so I'm going to eat the cake pie.
All right, awesome. All right, cool.
You guys are good. I'm going to have a snack.
This is not the time to be snacking, young man. It is George's turn now, and he is going to... he looks over at you, Joe, and he... oh, my God. This is not going to be good if it hits. Okay, it doesn't matter. So he looks over at you, Joe, and he says, "Hey, you, Sua. Okay, fine. Don't even just ignore me. It's not that big of a deal."
Oh, I was waiting for the rest of it.
Eat shit, ass face. He's gonna go ahead and roll a 6 plus 4, I think. Oh, Dad. Well, that's not cool. All right, so yeah, legit. Damn. All right, so he misses. He goes and shoots this chromatic orb. And it is like this like crackling ball of energy that looks like it has all the elements in it, and it just completely misses. And it does blow a hole in the teller desk. So Joe, you are exposed now, but it not your penis, but your body.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, show your body. Come on.
And Devin, it's your turn.
I'm gonna strike again with my axe.
Okay, cool. Still gonna go for Georgie.
Yeah, I want it done.
All right, cool. Go for it.
8. So, plus 5, 13.
That is not going to do it. You miss.
No, you can say I miss again. I've missed a lot.
You miss again, buddy.
Whoa!
You miss again. It didn't happen. It's going to happen for you someday, though. And someday, you're going to get that glorious, glorious hit off. And now it's Juan's turn. So Juan is going to turn back to George, goes, "You wanted to blow up my town, not on my watch, buckaroo!" And he's going to go ahead and he's going to shoot a key bolt over at him. That's a D4 plus 5. That's 9 damage to our friend George, who is now, he coughed up a little bit of blood, and he's trying to flap away, but because of the trap, he's just kind of flapping in place. That's just super not convenient. I don't like it at all.
Is the key bolt Juan Sanchez's destructo disc?
It's just like a normal key ball. It's not like a destructo disc or anything like that. But I get to add his dexterity modifier to the hit, which is essentially the same thing as, I guess it'd be, his quarterstaff would be a little bit more powerful, but I like just the idea of him just going, pew, 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 pew. And shooting off key balls.
Just
so it is. Yeah. So it's your turn, Joe.
Yeah, let me.
Corn brown.
You said I'm exposed.
You are exposed.
Yeah, I was going to cast firebolts again.
All right, cool. Who are you going for?
Georgie.
All right. He did try to kill you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, revenge is. Oh, Jesus.
Your roll plus four.
Dude, that was a 10, I guess.
That's not gonna do it.
Yeah.
So you eat it way over to the left, and that does not hit. It's gonna be the robot's turn. That's almost dead. And now that you are exposed, Joe, he's gonna walk over to you, and he's gonna go ahead and give you a big old smack of his hand. And that he rolls a 15. I think that hits you. You're 13 on your armor class.
Armor class is 13, yeah.
Yeah, it's 13. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to roll this baby boy's hit. And Mr. Robo is going to roll a D6. Okay, cool. I forgot. So D6 plus 2. He rolls a 7.
So you take 7 damage. Wow. That sucks.
And he is going to use his second attack to turn around and smack Juan Sanchez. So he rolls a 2, so he does not hit Juan. So he just hits you, and he's done.
Okay.
But it is the other robot's turn, and he is actually going to go over to you, Ansel. And for his first attack, it's going to be a 12, which I don't think hits. And a 13 for the second one, so his second attack hits.
All right. Try taking.
All right, and he does 4 damage, so you only lose 2 actual health. And that's it. So, Dale, it's your turn.
What? I'm going to use my Demon's Grasp and use the Eldritch Blast.
Cool. All right, so if you hit, it's D10 force damage.
Yeah. I guess on George. It's
plus 4, so 10. So you don't hit him. I know I wanted to call the podcast Critical Failure, but like we're really bad at rolling die, guys.
I was doing great earlier.
I'm blaming this. I keep hitting your dice.
You're the one who's like, keep all your dice in the dice tray.
Well, it's on a very small table that we can hit and knock them all on the ground, and I'm not about that. Next player.
Zach, it's your turn.
Play on, player.
All right, so the robots are kind of okay, but George is not feeling too hot.
So George and one of the robots are not doing so great. The other robot is basically fine.
Would I be able to do my sneak attack or no?
You could do your sneak attack on. Yeah, you could, because I mean, you're the only one who's, you and Dale are the only ones that are kind of like still concealed.
Can I split the attack? Like sneak attack?
No.
No, it's got to be on the same. All right.
Yeah.
I kind of like George. I don't want to kill him, you know?
You will never survive me and my WAF.
All right, I'll kill George. All right, I'm going to use my super special crossbow on George.
All right, cool.
All right, so I roll for hit first?
Yes.
That's a 14 plus 4, so 18.
That will hit him.
And then what am I doing? 2d6?
Yeah, so 2d6, and then add, I think, 4 to it.
Good for you.
That's a 5. That's a 6.
All right, so George is dead as shit. So anything, any last words for George or anything you want to say to him before you put 2 bolts between his supple area?
Chin.
I stand up, I take out the crossbow, and I yell, George?
Yes?
The shit has hit the fan. And then I pull the trigger twice.
Oh, why get it?
As soon as my heart starts breaking, anticipating, long as I'll be over you.
I'm gonna turn the radio.
I'll be over you.
So Juan shoots a keyboard. He does. He jumps up. He does like a cool flip thing. He screams, "Booyah, motherfucker!" And he just But what he also does is when he lands, he steps on George's dead wrist. And that presses the button.
Oh.
Oh, what?
So you just hear and you feel this giant tremor.
Some bullshit, let me tell you.
Juan, you dumbass.
Juan Sanchez is now again the enemy.
I don't think that was me. But I also think we need to leave here right now. George made a gross miscalculation. Not only are there bombs going off in the town above, obviously the city is starting to cave in as well.
Is it all the methane gas?
Yeah, it's all the poop. It's making additional explosions that you couldn't even possibly foresee.
It's a fertilizer bomb.
You're all stuck in the bank, and everything just kind of caves in around you, and everything kind of fades to black. But you guys wake up, and you're sitting at this large, like, obsidian, like, really, really, like, really black, shiny table, and you're wearing these weird, like, white, like, uniform, like, pajama, like, scrubs kind of things. There is this slender, kind of short, tiefling man.
So, like, Azrael from X-Men First Class?
Actually, you know what? He looks kind of like Azrael. So he's wearing a very nice suit. He has a beard, but tieflings also have like horns, but his are like shaved down to like kind of like Hellboy's. So like he's got like these little stubs on his forehead.
Does he order a holy bartender?
He does not order a holy bartender, at least not yet. But he is actually holding some kind of glass of whiskey in his hand, and he just asks you, "So who wants to save the world?"